She must have sensed his anger, for she blanched, cowered, staring at his closed fist, her eyes wide. That she understood her transgression diffused his anger. He unrolled his fist and extended his hand.
Can you stand?
Yes, thank you, master.
He lifted her roughly to her feet, heedless of her wounds. She winced with pain and leaned on him. He allowed it. Her breath came in pained gasps.
Summon a medical team from Steadfast,
he ordered Adras. Adras's eyes narrowed. No doubt he thought the task beneath him.
You heard Darth Malgus, Adras said to a nearby Sith warrior. Summon a medical team.
No, you do it, Adras.
Adras stared at him for a moment, anger in his eyes, before he pulled a curtain over his irritation and turned his face expressionless.
As you wish, Darth Malgus.
From outside, explosions like thunder sounded, the steady drumbeat of intense bombardment. Angrel's fleet had begun its attack on Coruscant.
I signaled Darth Angrel that the temple was secure, Adras said,
the faintest hint of defiance in his tone.
You seemed preoccupied with other things at the time.
Adras's gaze fell on Alina, then returned to Malgus. Malgus glared at Adras, one fist clenched, and fought down the flash of anger. He would not allow Adras's borderline insubordination to diminish the rush he felt at his victory.
I will forgive your arrogation of power this once, but do not overstep again. Now remove yourself from my sight.
Adras colored with rage, his mouth a thin line of anger, but he dared not say another word. He gave a half bow and stalked off. Malgus made his grip on Alina gentler as they turned to look outside. The ruined entrance of the temple, widened by the dropship crashing through it, opened onto clear sky. Together, he and Alina watched Imperial bombers streak out of the orange and red clouds and light Coruscant aflame.
Go see it, master,
Alina whispered to him.
It is your victory. I am fine. Go.
She was not fine, and he knew it. But he also knew that he had to see. He left her and walked the hall until he reached the shattered entranceway. The statues of the Jedi that had lined the processional lay toppled, broken at his feet. He looked out at the culmination of his life. Imperial ships swarmed the air. Bombs fell like rain and exploded into showers of red and orange and black. Gouts of smoke poured into the sky. The few native speeders that remained in the air were pursued by Imperial fighters and shot down. Hundreds of fires filled Malgus's field of vision. A skyrise burned, a pillar of flame reaching for the heavens. Secondary explosions sent deep vibrations moaning through the ground. Malgus occasionally caught the sounds of distant, panicked screaming. A handful of Republic fighters got airborne, but they were quickly swarmed by Imperial fighters and blown from the sky. He opened a communications channel to darkness. Angrel's command cruiser.
Darth Angrel, you have heard that the Jedi Temple is secure?
The sound of a busy bridge served as background noise to Angrel's response.
I have. You have done well, Darth Malgus. How many warriors died in the assault?
Adras did not tell you.
Angrel did not answer, merely waited for Malgus to answer the original question.
Perhaps 30,
Malgus said at last.
Excellent. I will send a transport to pick up you and your men.
I would rather you wait.
Oh?
Yes. I wish to see Coruscant burn.
I understand, old friend. I will ensure the bombers spare the temple for now.
The channel closed, and Malgus sat down cross-legged in the doorway of the temple. Soon, several of the Sith warriors took station around him. Together, they bore witness to fire.